Good evening. Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. Lansing School Superintendent Dr. T.C. Wallace Jr. announcing that he'll be leaving next year. I'll talk to School Board Vice President Charles Ford to find out what that will mean to the district. And Michigan starting a new trend across the country by cutting unemployment benefits by 6 weeks. I'll talk about the impact that will have on the state's future jobless residents. But first, the new MSU State of the State survey released today showing that Michiganians are feeling less favorable about their own financial conditions and the job performance of Governor Rick Snyder. To talk about the results, I'm joined by the study director, MSU economics professor Charles Ballard. Welcome to the program, Dr. Ballard.
Thanks, Mike. Glad to be with you.
So how are Michiganians feeling about their futures? Is there any sense of hope that their financial conditions will get better?
Oh, there's definitely a lot of hope. And in fact, our measures are way better than they were in 08 and 09 at the height of the financial crisis. But they're a little bit worse than in our previous survey this winter. We have several measures of consumer confidence, and they're all, a couple of them are a little bit down. And in one case where we ask, how do you think you're going to be a year from now? It's down significantly. In the previous survey, 60%. Said they thought they were going to be better off in a year. This time it's only 47%, way better than a couple of years ago.
That is quite a drop. It's almost remarkable that 60% were that optimistic on the last survey. How about their current conditions? How do Michiganians feel they're doing now as compared to a year ago?
Well, for the last several surveys, we've had between 40 and 50% say that their current financial situation is either excellent or good. And we're consistent with that, just a couple of percentage points down from the previous survey this time.
Does that mean then that the other half feel that their conditions are not good or poor?
We have excellent or good. Those are the two more favorable categories. And then there's a fair and a not so good and a poor category. Fortunately, not many of our respondents say that they're in poor shape.
Now, you mentioned that we're not at the levels we saw in 2008 and 2009, but how do we compare to some of the top levels you've seen on these surveys in the past?
Well, the best numbers that we've seen in the history of the survey, which goes back to 1994, and it's a quarterly survey, the best numbers were around 1999 or 2000. Those were very good years for the Michigan economy. The economy was booming, unemployment was low, and back in those days, all the numbers for every one of our indicators of consumer confidence were at all-time highs. Most people thought that their situation was very good, and they looked forward to further improvement. And then as the economy began to slip in 2000, we saw a very long period of declines in those numbers.
We hear so much about the recession being over and even predictions of additional jobs in Michigan in the coming years. What's behind the sense that conditions for Michigan residents are not really improving at this point?
Well, we did have, coming out of the recession, we had a remarkable period of a year and a half where the unemployment rate went down every month relative to the month before. But then the last 2 months, we've had it tick upward. And at the national level, the recent numbers that came out from Washington show very, very slow economic growth. In the last quarter, less than 1% economic growth, which is very anemic. And so I think you put all that together, along with the concerns about the European debt crisis and all the problems with the debt ceiling circus in Washington, and they added up to an undercurrent of anxiety and uncertainty among many of our respondents.
We're seeing multiple recall efforts here in the state that includes one for Governor Rick Snyder, which is apparently going nowhere. But how are survey respondents feeling about the governor at this point?
His numbers are, this is the second survey that we've had where we asked residents about Rick Snyder's performance. His numbers are down from the one back in the winter. In the winter, 45% favorable, either an excellent or a good rating. Now that's down to 32% favorable. I'm not convinced that that's terribly bad news or very disheartening for the governor. We have a pattern for President Obama, for Governor Granholm, for President Bush of some pretty good ratings early in their time, and then the honeymoon wears off and those ratings deteriorate. President Obama came in with sky-high ratings, and they fell quite sharply in his first year. Governor Snyder has numbers right now that are well below what Governor Granholm had early in her term, mm-hmm. but way above what she had at the end of her term. So,
what kind of numbers did she have at this point in her administration?
Well, in the average of the first year in office in 2003, she averaged about 57% favorable, which is very good. But then, as the economy slipped, those slipped into the 30s. By about 05-06, and then the last survey before she left office, 18% favorable, so quite a drop there.
I'm talking to MSU economics professor Dr. Charles Ballard, who is the director of the State of the State survey out of Michigan State University. While many of these budget changes that have been passed by the Republican legislature and proposed by the governor they've caused quite a stir and quite a reaction from teachers and public workers, although the impact of their implementation has yet to be felt, is that likely to drop the governor's numbers even lower?
I think that may be a partial explanation for the drop that we saw between the first survey and the second survey. When he first came to office, Governor Snyder was a fresh face. People were willing to give him a look. But inevitably, some hard realities of governing come about, especially when you face a budget deficit. And it was we knew there were going to be tax increases and government spending cuts. Now, the size of those had to be larger to finance the cut in business taxes. Clearly, that's a favorable thing for some folks, but the cuts to spending and the tax increases on retirees, there's been some pushback against that.
Mm-hmm.
It's inevitable that there be at least some pushback, because anytime you have tax increases and spending cuts, it's not guaranteed to make everybody happy.
You wouldn't be surprised then to see his numbers drop further as these changes take effect.
I guess I wouldn't be surprised if they drop further, but I don't think they're going to drop a great deal further. And in fact, I also wouldn't be surprised to see some rebound. I don't really think that the public has soured on Governor Snyder a whole lot. I wouldn't be surprised when we get the results in the fall if these are at least as good as they are now and perhaps somewhat better.
What about President Obama? Job growth has certainly been sluggish under his watch. Are Michiganians happy with his own job performance?
Well, as I said a moment ago, when he came in 2009, he had sky-high ratings, 71% favorable. And then they dropped as low as into the 30s. But the last two surveys, the favorables have been identical at 44.5%. And so it's interesting to compare. President Obama, between winter and spring, held steady, whereas Governor Snyder fell. And yet the economic situation is similar, but I mean, it's the same economic situation that people would be responding to. I think one possible explanation for the difference is that President Obama got a favorable bump from the killing of Osama bin Laden, whereas, of course, I don't think that Governor Snyder would get such a bump, because it was Navy SEALs ordered by President Obama who killed bin Laden and not ordered by Governor Snyder. That's a possible explanation for why Obama did a little bit better.
I see. I mean, he's holding steady at this point. I'm guessing these are better numbers than we saw for President Bush later in his time in office. Do you anticipate that, barring any changes or major shifts, that he will be able to maintain an approval in the 40s then?
Yes. I think if things improve at least a little bit, if the economy continues to inch forward, I wouldn't be surprised to see President Obama's numbers maintained. But if we have increased weakness in the economy, especially if we really tip into a recession, that's almost certain to have a negative impact on the president's approval ratings. You mentioned President Bush. His highest ratings are the highest that we've ever recorded in the history of our survey. Right after 9/11, 76% favorable. But by the end of his term, 13% favorable, and that's the lowest we've ever recorded.
So reflecting on the ultimate results, we're looking at a situation where Michiganians feel a little worse than they did in the previous survey, but certainly we are much better off than at the very bottom. It sounds like we're kind of trending in kind of a zone at this point.
The long-term trend was upward. Right now, things look a little bit flat or downward, still much better than what we saw a couple of years ago. So there seems to be an undercurrent of some anxiety and some uncertainty. I'm hoping that we can get some real data out of the economy and some policy improvements that will push it in the right direction in the months to come.
MSU economics professor Dr. Charles Ballard, also the director of the State of the State Survey. Thank you for joining me, Dr. Ballard.
Hey, it's my pleasure to be on the program. Thank you.
We'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.